The sound of fingers tickling the ivories of a Steinway piano. Now, it seems the legendary 160-year-old piano maker is set to change hands. Last month, a private equity firm emerged as the likely buyer. But as Ilya Maritz from member station WNYC reports, a mystery bidder, rumored to be hedge fund manager John Paulson, swooped in at the last minute and now looks likely to take control of one of America's oldest manufacturers.
Outside the gates of the Steinway factory in Queens, there's a breakfast cart manned by a guy people call Johnny Pancakes. Every morning before their shift begins, tuners and technicians show up here for coffee.
Johnny!
Hey, good morning!
At first blush, what's going on with Steinway may sound familiar. There's a devoted factory workforce. The new guy has been on the job 16 years. Meanwhile, in an office far from here, the wizards of finance are concocting a takeover. But here's where this story veers off script. Steinway isn't struggling. It actually paid off its debts last month. And these workers aren't particularly worried about their jobs. Bruce Campbell has worked at Steinway 25 years. He's what's called a final voicer.
I make the piano sound the way it's supposed to sound.
So you sound pretty kind of sanguine about this thing.
I'm confident that, things will be the same, maybe even get better. We're it, though. We're, finest piano in the world.
This is not woodshop in high school.
Arnie Ursiner with CJS Securities says workers are right to be confident. Ursiner is the only stock analyst writing reports on Steinway. He says the land Steinway sits on in a dense urban neighborhood is tremendously valuable. But so is the workforce. If you want to make top-notch pianos, you have to be here.
The skills involved in building a custom-made, handmade piano are unique. I've been to the factory. If you try to match up the two veneers in a piano, the person that does that's been trained to do that for 10 years.
So here's an example of an industrial business in a major American city that's actually doing well. So why is Steinway going private? Ursiner says it all began around 2 years ago with an activist investor, David Lockwood, who thought the company should consider splitting the band instruments business, like trombones and tubas, from the piano business. That set in motion a strategic review, and in the end, a healthy company decided to sell itself.
It has strong cash flow, had an excellent balance sheet, has a very stable business. This was an opportunistic review of processes rather than a defensive one.
If the mystery bidder's offer of $38 a share is accepted, the company will be valued at close to $500 million. Like many workers, Bruce Campbell owns stock.
Could you get rich?
No. Off of my shares? No. No one. I don't think anyone is going to get rich off their shares. Just the big guys.
Still, he could more than double his money. As the start of shift at 7:30 draws near, people leave Johnny Pancakes and head into the complex of low red brick factory buildings. With a few changes, this has been the rhythm of life at Steinway since it was founded by a German immigrant before the Civil War. Joseph DeMambro, a piano polisher, counts himself lucky.
This is it. Tomorrow you'll see the same people here every day, talking, hanging out. I can't see it. It's too good. Everybody here, we're happy. We are.
The sale of Steinway isn't yet a done deal. There's a deadline of midnight tonight for another bidder to make a higher offer on a piece of living history. For NPR News, I'm Ilya Maritz in New York.